This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Javon Holland to the Giants, 3-year deal. Also, I saw your Vikings sign Jonathan Allen, or will sign Jonathan Allen to a 3-year deal. I think that's $60 million. So
that is correct.
Yep. Where is Aaron Rodgers going? That's what everybody wants to know. The Browns, I guess they're in the market for a quarterback, even though they re-struggle because Deshaun Watson hasn't worked out, and Cam Ward could be drafted, I suppose. Here was Jerry Jeudy, who's now in Cleveland. He was with Kay Adams yesterday, asked about their future QB in Cleveland.
Would you rather have Cam Ward or Aaron Rodgers, Jerry? Come on now. Which one? That's hard. That's so hard.
That is hard because you know what Aaron Rodgers is going to bring to the table, but, you know, he's at the – at the end of his years, you know, but you also know, Cam's a great quarterback that's just stepping his foot into the league. So I don't know. I can't answer that.
He looks so uncomfortable when she asked this question, which was funny.
He knows that, look, if we draft Cam Ward, we're not going anywhere. You know, that team's not good enough to support him. And plus, they're in a difficult division.
That too.
Oh.
That is true too. Here was the follow-up.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers still has it? Can he win a Super Bowl? Like, are you, if he signs with the Steelers, your rival, are you going to be like,
yeah, kind of.
Yeah. That sounds like you might want him.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, come over here.
There you go. So, Aaron Rodgers. Wow. Aaron Rodgers.
Why agree to the interview?
That's
not going to say anything.
That is
God's
fair.
Sakes. Well, part of the fun is watching him be uncomfortable.
Squirm. I agree.
The questions.
I agree.
It was,
or it was
trying
kind of
to
funny.
Answer the questions.
Visually, it was funny. And then you've got his buddy Devontae Adams. We know going to L.A. with the Rams. Puka Nacua on with McAfee yesterday. Excited to be getting him in Los Angeles.
I thought that was pretty sweet. I grew up a fan of him and Aaron Rodgers. So being able to watch him and be like, man, I'm gonna be lined up next to him is gonna be. it's still kind of surreal. I was connected with him over text. I think he's out of the country right now. I'm trying to get on the world tour with him, but I think it would be sweet. We'll see when he gets out here. I know he's a basketball player too, so I gotta see what his jump shot looks
all
like.
All right, that's fine. In terms of what having Devontae Adams in Los Angeles,
by the way, let me just say this. Like, I saw people saying that this whole thing with Devontae Adams was a failure with the Jets, like another failed experiment. He didn't fail. He was a good player for the Jets.
And win.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah, but, you know, like, I don't know. Like, they should have got him before
winners
the
and
season
losers.
Started. Then that probably would have been a hell of a lot better. But I think it's going to be... I think it's great that...
The reason why it's a failed experiment is because they traded away picks to come get him, and now he's no longer here.
Yeah, but...
And they won four games.
He is still a very good player, very tough.
No one said he
player.
Wasn't. It just didn't work here the way they envisioned.
Yeah, how many games did he end up playing with them? 11 games?
11.
Yeah.
They didn't win many of them.
They needed to acquire him before the season started.
Remember that play where they were just throwing the ball back and forth?
laterally and then got walloped, picked up on the ground and drilled. That was fun.
That was great. Well, not for him it wasn't. And then while you were away, Josh Allen gets, you know, a gazillion dollars from the Bills. Here was Brandon Bean on McAfee yesterday as well. Says he just fits us.
When you get to meet this young man, he is Buffalo through and through. He's a lunch pail, grew up on a farm.
Lunch pail through and through.
Yes, and a farm
Who's
boy.
Who's our lunch pail guy around here?
Jerry. It's not even close.
Jerry's our lunch pail guy?
100%.
I would accept that. I didn't grow up on a farm, but I would accept that.
I mean, he's 100% the lunch. And he could do things like change tires and fix stuff in his home that we can't do.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, there isn't even a close second.
You get your hands dirty.
I do. Yeah, I have no issue with that.
You got a good work ethic?
I do.
Could Always you milk have. A cow if you needed to?
I don't know if I've been to that.
if I had to.
Yeah, if I had to, sure.
Oh, yeah, he'd figure that out.
Yeah, a little weird.
What's there to figure out? You just tug on that
No,
thing.
But I think there's a...
there's a way you do it.
That sounded like hot to a girl.
Right. Tug on that thing. No, I think there's a way you got to do it. Like, I remember going to a farm and in school.
Yeah.
And them saying, like, this is the way you grab it here and you do that or whatever it is. Like, you grab the tip and you squeeze it out. You can't just put your whole mitt on there and yank on it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's really no way to describe it without getting yourself in trouble.
So no, we're talking about milking a cow.
No, I'm talking about
as American as McDonald's.
Yeah. For you.
Huh?
Eddie now has a whole new trough.
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah, you know, one-offs.
That having been said, if I had to, the one thing I don't know that I could do, I mean, I guess if I had to, I would. But I'm with Eddie on this one. I would have a very difficult time. Hunting's one thing. I don't know if the whole carving of the animal and then I don't know.
We're not asking you to like go out there and shoot an animal and live off the land.
No, but we've had that conversation. Like if you ever had to when we're forced to do that again, like you know, thousands of years ago, that would be rough. You know, we're living in darkness.
So we're basically saying that you are more likely a more successful caveman than we are.
If you would like to say that, sure.
That you could eat off the land if you had to.
No, actually, what I'm saying is I would have trouble doing that. I can change oil. That's what I can do. But if I had to do the other things, I'm sure I could figure it out at some point. I just don't know that I could. The hunting's one thing. The rest of it, I don't know. Like slaughtering.
And they're cutting it up and dressing they're taking out its intestines and stuff like that.
Because I'm sure, like, you've seen some of these survival shows.
Oh, yeah, alone, yeah.
I don't know that I could do that stuff.
Well, I saw that one guy stabbed his muskox to death and it ate its heart right away. I couldn't do that.
No.
You do that?
No.
Did he do that?
He ate the heart raw?
Oh, yeah, because it says that...
Protein?
That's like it's the... That's if you get it, like, right away, that's when you want to eat the heart. And you just ate it. Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I couldn't
one.
Do it. I mean, I obviously
could. That'd be kind of rough. Yeah. Here was one more from Bean. In terms of Allen and his role with this organization, more so than just being the quarterback, will he have a say in, let's say, receivers that they want to bring in or draft?
Josh has earned that, and not that he's going to sit down and break it down, but sometimes he knows a guy, sometimes he's thrown, you know, he goes out to California some and throws with various players. So if it's something like that he's got a connection or he knows someone there or he's met the player somewhere along the way, definitely ask him what he thinks about him.
And so certainly seems like a lot of trust into Josh Allen.
He got that stadium built up there. Don't forget that.
Yeah, without him,
without a winning team and without a team that's exciting, there's no political will to build a stadium.
Yeah.
And when you draft a quarterback like this, he turns out to be what he has become. Guess what? You build a stadium.
I believe Al calls him Wuss Boy.
That's right. Wuss Boy came in, took one snap, and then left. Yep.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.